I'm talking to harness trainer Heath Zipka. And Heath, I'm talking about the win of Monsui in Hobart tonight. And very, very impressive win leading all the way. Give us the background on this filly.
Look, I've only had this filly for 2 weeks, believe it or not. I took her home from the Mowbray meeting. Lee Dornoff owns her and trains her with his family out of Westbury, and he'd come and see me after that last run at Mowbray. Was slightly disappointed with her, and asked if I could take her home for a little while and just see if I could sort a few of her problems out,
right,
and see what was going on with her. And and he wasn't overly keen about taking her down to Hobart because of his job and whatnot. So I said, yeah, no worries. So the rest is history, really. She went to the races last night and did a terrific job.
Well, when you consider that, she's an extremely well-bred filly. She's out of Yeronga Twinkle by Village Jasper. But Lee also said that he had a few problems with her early on in the piece.
Yeah, no, she's well-bred. I think if you do look back to her breeding, she goes back to Estra Fonte and that family as well. So, yeah, she is well-bred. Look, every horse that comes here and every horse that goes has got problems. They're nothing a simple case. Being a three-year-old filly and getting close to the end of a preparation too, Lee thought that maybe just a change of scenery, change of environment would probably help her and suit her. She has got just some problems that I've worked through over the last 2 weeks with her. I've sorted quite a few of them out, and still more to go, but after tonight's run, I think that she'll be going to the peak now and sort of let her have a good go on the spring grass, and then later on come back at it, yeah.
Well, Lee's indicated that he's more likely to leave her with you and for the early next part of the next preparation.
Yeah, he said that he sort of had enough of her for a little bit. She's been a bit of a pet for him, and he bought it from the Yearland Sales in Melbourne. And, he said to me that, more than likely put her out for a spell. He would like to jog her up and then for me to train her, later on.
Yep.
And give her a go.
All right, well, she did a great job. And Todd, during the pole position, Todd made sure that she utilised that. And she mustered okay and easily held the front. And what was impressive more so was when Todd asked her to give that little bit in the home straight, she really pricked her ears and grabbed the bit again and did the job well.
Yeah, she did. That was part of the problem at the last start, Lee said. She said that she wasn't finishing off. Found the root of the problem, and the root of the problem that was ulcers. Got rectified that and tried to move through that. She found the lead quite comfortable, which was the plan. Todd rated it really, really well in front and to what she can do, and didn't get excited. And I think that you find that she probably ran a last mile very good. She probably ran a last mile about 2-1 or something like that, because her last three quarters are pretty good. To do that and to come away with a win was terrific. The last quarter in 28.8, and some of them horses in the race behind, like Broadband, for example, go really good. They're not bad horses. And
they couldn't run it down.
Credit to her to beat them horses and beat them pretty easy too.
All right, well, a little spell for her. The stables... You've had a good year this season, Heath. The winners have been coming through regularly. A little lean patch there at one stage, but every trainer experiences that through a season. You must be happy with the season.
Yeah, been a good season. You look out the window every morning and say, which is the best horse? And actually, I was talking to a bloke tonight, and he said, what are your up-and-comers? And I said, there is no up-and-comers at home. I said... each horse that comes through here are horses that have been battling or trying and basically that have had a go with other people. I'm not a two-year-old trainer, and Monsui would be the youngest horse I've got here by a mile. It's been a real good season. The horses that I've had aren't stars. Been trying to place them in the right races where they can win. Look, I'm not scared to travel with them. If I think I can win at Hobart or I think I can win at your Norfolk, I'll go there. and you just sort of got to keep battling away and keep chipping away at it, and just hope for the best, and hope for a good draw, and then the rest will sort itself out. But it's been a good season. It's been pretty happy with it all. A lot of hard work as it is, but you only get out of what you put in.
There's an old saying in this game, Heath: the harder you work, the luckier you get. Well done for a good season, and let's hope that Montsoy can do it when she comes back as a 4-year-old mare.
Cheers, Peter. Thanks very much for that, mate.